Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Chartek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Eldon Auker. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Hitchcock. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal White. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal White. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. McQuillan reaches second base with a double. McQuinn scores. Judnick moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartek hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker bunts for an out with unknown description. Hayes moves to second. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Clift reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Clift moves to third. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Clift scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-1 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Chartak moves to third. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0-for-0 in the game. Auker strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chartak scores. Hayes scores. It's 4-0, Browns. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Clift takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Cliff moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. McQuinn moves to second. One out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McQuillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. McQuillan reaches second base with a double. McQuinn scores. Judnick moves to third. It's 5-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Judnick scores. McQuillan scores. It's 7-0, Browns. Hal Manders now pitching. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Harris moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Harris moves to third. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Hal Manders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manders hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 1 in the game. Auker takes first base on ball 4. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Auker moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clift bunts for an out with unknown description. Auker moves to third. Gutteridge moves to second. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. McQuinn hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Auker scores. Two outs. It's 8-0, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCoskey moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. McQuillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. McQuillan reaches third base with a triple. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. McQuillan scores. One out. It's 9-0, Browns. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Bloodworth takes first base on ball 4. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hal Manders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manders is 0 for 1 in the game. Manders hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Auker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gutteridge strikes out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Clift reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-0, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 3 for 4 in the game, with two doubles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Judnick moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Chartak hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-0, Browns. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Auker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 12, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 12, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.